Tis the season, I guess. Tis the season. As soon as it's fucking nice out, there's fucking trains. I got another unemployment hour bonus train coming at you, and this one's fucking urgent because my kid's at daycare right now, and daycare closes at 6, and if I don't get him by 6, I get fucking fined. So, it is 5:42. I'm right around Idlewild, and I gotta get to Hampton Village to pick up my son at daycare, and there's this fucking bullshit train in the way. So that's nice. That's really fucking great timing, but I guess everyone's got a kid at daycare, or a shift of work to get to, or a tournament match, or a pussy to fuck, or a dick to get fucked by, or a butt to fuck, or a dick to get your butt fucked by. I mean, I guess everyone's got something, but fuck me. This is frustrating. Just the way she fucking goes, and it's a long fucker. So there's a lot of dick fuckers and ass takers and workers and picker-uppers at daycares that are waiting for this thing right now, because it's fucking long. I don't know when it's going to end. I'm going to pull a little reverse here and see if I can see the end of it. I'm on, what street am I on? I don't even know. But this is frustrating. Fucking long fucker. Holy fuck. Are you serious right now? How is it so fucking long right now at this time? Is that a caboose? That might be a caboose. And I don't mean the nice kind of caboose, but I guess seeing a caboose on a train is like seeing a caboose on a lady. It's nice because you know it's going to be over soon. Meaning, you know the train's going to be done soon, and you know that the sperm in your pants is going to be over. Your underwear soon, because you're going to blow, because it's a nice caboose. So I guess seeing a caboose on a train and seeing a caboose on a lady is a nice thing. So good. Okay, let's fucking go here. Gotta go. Gotta move. 5:43. Takes me at least 10 minutes to get home. I'm going to have to park. Oh, fuck. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's only a four-way stop. We don't got to wait for everyone here. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It's not even a four-way stop. We don't got to wait for anything. As soon as that fucker's gone, let's go. Okay. Here we go. Do you want me to do the running commentary of the whole situation here? Maybe I'm going to fucking do not enter here. Fuck this. I'm driving through the bus stop here. Illegally driving through the bus stop. Hope there's no cops around. Just went in a do not enter area. But, fuck them if they can't take a joke, right? Yeah, I'm right. Okay, now I'm in uncharted territory. Now, I don't know, hopefully I don't get lost. That would really be an unfortunate thing to have happen. But, okay, yeah, you got to yield to me. You got a yield sign, and here we are. Avenue F, and I don't even know what street. And 24th Street, here we go. Yield sign, turning right. Alrighty, we got, how much time we got left? We got 15 minutes till closing of daycare. Okay, here we go. Should I stay on the line, or should I just turn off the podcast and listen to my podcast that I like to listen to? Joe Rogan Experience, Fighter and the Kid, Smodcast, Post Wrestling, Store Horseman. What else is there? Below the Belt with Brendan Schaub, that's a good one. I like to listen to 31 Thoughts with Elliot Friedman and Jeff Merrick. I also like to listen to Puck Soup with Greg Wyshynski and Dave Lozo. There's lots of podcasts, so I could be listening to all of those right now. Instead, I am talking to you about my experience. Well, you guys might be invested by now. It's 5:45. You want to know if Lee makes it to daycare in time. It's a good thing I left the Y. I take my kid to daycare on Tuesday afternoon so that I can go to racquetball lessons. And I've kind of been making sure that I really, there's money involved. I'm always late for everything, as any of you guys who know me know. I'm always late for everything, but there's money involved here and I don't want to get fined. So I've been pretty good about not leaving it till the last minute in order to pick my kid up at daycare so I don't get fined. So it's a good thing that I didn't leave. I've definitely left it till the last minute today because of this fucking train. But it's a good thing. I'm going to pass this Toyota Tundra that's orange on the right here. pulling an illegal move, an asshole dick face driving maneuver, but hey, I gotta pick my kid up, so fuck them all. Good thing I didn't leave it to the last minute leaving lessons today, because that train, although maybe I needed to leave a little earlier than I did in order to not catch the train, or maybe I needed to leave a little bit later than I did in order to not wait for the train. Either way, I don't know. I'm just, this is the thoughts aloud of a madman. You are listening to a madman. Should be called the mental illness. Well, like, there is already a podcast called the Mental Illness Happy Hour, which is a really good podcast. It's this comedian named Paul Gilmartin, and he talks about, like, mental illness and stuff. It's a good show. So if you're struggling, or even if you're not struggling with mental illness, that's a good one to listen to. Okay, cool. I am on 20 Avenue P and 31st Street here, so it's looking good. 5:47, so I think I got a pretty good chance, barring another train or an accident or locking my keys in my car or something along those lines. I had a close call today. I thought that when I left to get to racquetball, I thought I might have locked my keys in my car. But luckily, I did not do that. So that was very fortunate. I had a little moment of panic there where I thought that was all she wrote. But it turns out that I had my keys in my hand. So that was good. This fucking 33rd and Avenue P light is a real fucking motherfucker. And I think it's going to turn red on me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut into Zervos Tavern. And I am going to... I'm going to be a real asshole. And you know what? I would have fucking made it through. I'm an idiot. Fuck me. These are the kinds of things that that happen when I'm trying to be on time for things. I fucked myself up real good here. Real nice and proper. I think I could have got through. The Toyota Tundra that I passed on the right is waiting at the red light. So I would have got through before that Toyota Tundra. And fuck my bum. Now I am, this is fucking dynamite. Fuck you, Lee. Like, you fucking fucked it. You found a way to fuck it up. Wow. This is, this is what stress. If you're ever with me in real life when I'm stressed out, this is how it is. This is how I talk to myself without any hint of irony. Oh, yep, almost got in an accident there. Sorry, young fellow. This is what it's like when things are not going well. So, yeah, I say all these things unironically. I am aware that I'm being recorded, so maybe I'm playing it up a little. Not really. Yeah, I'm not really playing it up. I get pretty fed up and upset with myself. What do we got here? 5:49. All that stress over 2 minutes. Probably not worth it. Definitely could have got through. I fucking hate that 33rd and Avenue P light, though, because it just... If you get cars coming the other way on it, if you're going, I don't know, west, east, west, south, north, all that shit, but if you're turning left on that light, there's always cars coming the other way, and it takes a while to get through on it, and then, fuck this, goddamn fucking 5 o'clock traffic, awful. You run the risk of not getting through that intersection, and it turns out I would have been able to get through that intersection, but I panicked, and I thought that I wouldn't be able to. Motherfucker. Okay, what do we got? 5:50. So, I think I'm going to make it, but it's, I think I'm going to make it. Maybe I shouldn't have got so mad and so frantic. I guess when I said, I think I'm going to make it before, and when I think I'm going to make it, that isn't a situation where one red light is going to cost you making it or not. So I guess even if I was going to hit that red, I get really impatient when I like to think I'm a patient person. Maybe that's totally wrong, but I get very impatient when I'm driving, very impatient, especially when I'm in a hurry. But I guess I don't really have to be in a hurry. I think I have enough time here. So maybe one red light isn't going to make the difference between making it and not making it. So you just kind of stay your course, knowing that unless you get in an accident or unless you hit a train, you're going to be on time. And then maybe you don't do all the evasive maneuvers that you do, you know, get in front of the Toyota Tundra. And then, you know, it turns out, whatever. Yeah, maybe you just stay the course at that point. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. These are the ramblings of a madman, folks. unemployment hour bonus train. I don't even know how many trains there are, but I will know when I put this up, because it, when I title it, oh my god, yeah, this, I'm spiraling right now, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, oh, there's a guy in a mini bike. That's pretty neat. Anyways, yeah, you, when I go to put the title, unemployment hour bonus train, it'll have the most recent number, because it, like, auto-fills out the title for me. So then I'll know, like, okay, it's one more than this one is how many bonus trains there are. So, yeah, I meant to, I really should have got the last bonus train in by the end of May, because I get 100 month, or for, sorry, by the end of April, because I get 100 megabytes per month. So if I would have got that, like, obviously I had one podcast in the month of April, and it was that hockey draft one, which is like 8 megabytes long, like not big. I get 100 megabytes. So now it's per month. So it doesn't carry over. I don't get 92 megabytes from extra for May. I don't get 192 megabytes. I just get straight up 100 megabytes. So I should have done that last podcast, the last unemployment hour bonus train you heard. I should have filled it out for April, and then I'd have a fresh slate for May. You know, in case I get real pod happy over the, in May, you know, now, okay, I'm here at daycare, but anyways, yeah, if I would have got really pod happy, if I get pod happy in May, then I'd have more space. But anyways, okay, we're walking into daycare now. I gotta pretend that I'm not a crazy person now, because there's gonna be, people that care for children seeing me, and I don't want them to take my baby away. So 5:53, I think I made it. So I guess all that stress was totally for nothing. I'm just gonna ramble so that this is 12 minutes, because it's my favorite number. So yeah, we're into the 12 minute mark, and I will let you guys go. Thanks for listening, have a good one. Maybe I'll go 12 minutes and 12 seconds, because it's my favorite number. So here we go, OCD is a motherfucker. Okay, 12, here we go, good.